Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. Continuing our fishing reports this week, Randy Hilton, our Northeast Fisheries Supervisor, joins me today. Randy, you guys just finished up your dissolved oxygen testing not so long ago. How did your lakes fare this winter?
For the most part, they're just fine, but we probably have a half a dozen that we're a little bit concerned with having some fish kill. Whether it's significant or not, we won't know until we test net.
Okay, water levels, are they down in some of your district lakes?
Yes, especially down in Lake Wells County, the southwest part of my district. They're down probably 2 feet or more in some cases.
Okay, some of your bigger waters, obviously Devil's Lake and Stump Lake. Let's go through fish species in those two lakes. How are your walleye populations?
They're doing fine. We had a catch rate of about 20 walleyes per net night, which is a good population level. Most of those, of course, are under 20 inches in length, but yeah, there's a lot of good eating size walleyes out there, as has been the case in recent times.
Okay, how about northerns?
Yeah, we're at almost an all-time high on northerns, and we haven't stocked them for many, many years, but they have a good natural reproduction. And, you know, they'll average 4 pounds in our nets, and there's some big fish over 15 pounds.
Okay, a lot of people go to Devil's Lake to fish for perch in the wintertime. How is your perch population?
Perch fishing has been pretty good on the east side of the lake this winter. There's been a couple of different size classes. There's like 8 inchers and then again 10, 11 inch fish that people have been catching pretty well.
Okay, let's move on to your district lakes, Randy. How are your walleye populations in your district lakes doing this year?
I've got some of these newer lakes that used to be duck sloughs that are pretty good for walleyes right now. Some examples would be Lake Addy, Lake Coe, Herdsfield, Tuffy Lake, Goose Lake down in Wells County. They're all pretty good.
Okay, and northerns?
Well, there's northerns in just about every reservoir and lake in my district to some degree, but some lakes are better than others. Carpenter Lake up in the Turtle Mountains is good, Lake Loretta, and of course the Devil's Lake Stump Lake has lots of pike.
Sure. How about panfish?
For bigger perch, you'd probably have to go to the bigger waters like Devil's Lake and Stump Lake. If you could find a calmer day, you might actually be able to catch some in the summer, open water period. But there's lots of my district lakes that have smaller perch that a kid would find entertaining to catch a lot of those smaller perch. As far as bluegill, Red Willow Lake is a good one, but Lake Upsilon probably has the bigger bluegill up in the Turtle Mountains. We do have some crappie in the district, but they don't get very large, except in Devil's Lake. There, you get pretty good sized black crappie. Hami Dam has lots of numbers. Whitman Dam has some bigger crappie.
Okay, any bass or trout lakes?
Wood Lake actually has a nice largemouth bass. Okay. Trout lakes, we have Hooker Lake in the Turtle Mountains, and it looks like it may overwinter, so there might be some bigger trout up there.
Okay, right before this, we were talking about white bass fishing. How is that going to be this year?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. We had a big hatch in 2015, so those white bass are getting to be around 12 inches long, and there's quite a few of those in the Devil's Lake Stump Lake chain. So I'm looking there hasn't been really good bass fishing for several years, and it may be an uptick there.
A lot of good information, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now joining me is Todd Caspers. He oversees the Red River. Todd, your district's a little different as you manage the Red River along with the Minnesota DNR in cooperation with the Minnesota DNR.
Yeah, that's correct. Since it's a border water, we co-manage with the Minnesota DNR. And we cooperate on things like fish surveys or creel surveys about every 5 years is kind of the rotation for those things to.
Sure. Red River, known for their catfish. How is the catfish fishing going to be this year?
Oh, it should be another good year for channel catfish. I mean, the channel catfish is more or less kind of the star of the show on the Red River. It's one of the best channel cat fisheries in North America for sure. And you can get a good variety of catfishing opportunities from the upstream areas where channel cats tend to be smaller, but there's more of them. But as you work down the river downstream to the north, in this case the Red River, you get a lot more trophy-sized channel catfish, but not as many of them.
Sure, sure. You also have walleye in the Red River.
Yeah, the Red River is another good place to try for walleye, and there's some really nice trophy walleye caught every year on the Red River. Okay. Along with sauger populations as well.
Sure. How about northern pike?
There's pike in the river as well. It's not as well known for pike, but they are in the river.
Any research projects or anything Game and Fish is doing on the red?
Yeah, there is a pretty large scale research project going on right now. It's basically looking at fish movements in the Lake Winnipeg Basin, which of course the Red River flows into Lake Winnipeg, so it's part of the survey. What it's basically entailing is an acoustic survey where fish are implanted with these acoustic transmitters that send a signal in the water, put out the listening stations to pick up the signals that these tags send out. And it's, you know, a pretty collaborative survey. It's several organizations, and then Game of Fish is part of it, Minnesota DNR as well, University of Nebraska Lincoln, and then a couple of Canadian organizations as well, Manitoba Sustainable Development and Fisheries and Oceans Canada are all involved in this project. And then there's a few others that provide funding as well. Yeah, and the basic thing we want to learn from this whole thing is basically how these various fish species move around throughout the basin, whether they're, you know, just staying in Lake Winnipeg or whether they're moving up and down the river, going back and forth across the international border, you know, so we can better co-manage the fishery.
Sure. A lot of good information, Todd. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fishing licenses for the 2018-19 season can be purchased online at the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov or at licensing vendors that are linked to the department's online licensing system. Licenses may also be purchased by calling the department's instant licensing telephone number at 800-406-6409. Anglers are reminded that new fishing licenses are required April 1st. For Todd Caspers, Randy Hiltner, and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.